അൽഹംദുലില്ലാഹി വകഫാ വസ്സലാത്തു വസ്സലാമു അലാ ഇബാദിഹില്ലദീന അസ്തഫാ അമ്മാ ബഅദു ഫഊദു ബില്ലാഹി മിനശ് ശൈത്വാനിർ റജീം ബിസ്മില്ലാഹിർ റഹ്മാനിർ റഹീം വലാ യഗ്തബ് ബഅദുകും ബഅദാ സദഖല്ലാഹുൽ അസീം. ഓൾ പ്രൈസസ് ആർ ഡ്യൂ ടു അല്ലാഹു സുബ്ഹാനഹു വ തആല ആൻഡ് ദ ചോയ്സ് ഓഫ് ബ്ലെസിംഗ്സ് ഓഫ് അല്ലാഹു തആല ബി അപ്പോൺ ഹിസ് മോസ്റ്റ് ബിലവഡ് നബി അവർ ലീഡർ ഹസ്രത്ത് സയ്യിദന മുഹമ്മദ് സല്ലല്ലാഹു അലൈഹി വസല്ലം. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He is bestowing upon us. So many blessings that we don't even know most of them. If we ask somebody to count the blessings, they'll only count a few which they can see in front of them. You ask anybody, they'll count maybe 15 or 20 blessings. That's about it. But the blessings of Allah Ta'ala are such, they cannot be enumerated. So enumerated means, not only they can't be counted, in every blessing there are other blessings, and in that blessing there are other blessings. So for example, we got our eye, it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the whole mechanism behind there, that's another blessing, and whatever is making that mechanism work behind the eyes, it's a whole big story. So there's another blessing of Allah ta'ala. So the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are numerous, they cannot be enumerated. Nevertheless, so inshallah we'll continue with our program today. There are certain acts, when a person does them, certain acts, physical acts, it becomes a norm with him, and it becomes such a norm that even amongst the people when he is doing it, it's not regarded as something harmful. Right now, we're talking now of worldly acts, we're not talking of a sinful act here. For example, if a person is a habitual smoker, he smokes, and while he is smoking, he is harming himself. But he is okay, and everybody around him also is okay with it. So you find a fellow in the company, he lights up, and he smokes, and he continues to smoke. But that habit of his, nobody even tells him anything. It's even written on the box there. So this particular habit of his becomes so entrenched in him and in around those that it's no more regarded as something harmful. Same thing with maybe a person's, this damage a person's lungs, for example, right? So another person maybe is consuming certain things that might be harmful for his kidneys, and he's carry on drinking it, right? Even if it's normal beverages. So in the same way, there are certain sinful acts which have become such a norm in our midst, in our communities, in our societies, that everybody is okay with it, and people are just going on with it, and nobody thinks anything about it. That is ghibat. Ghibat means backbiting. Right, so the Quran says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Some of you must not backbite about others. And how harmful it is, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ. Would you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother? So making ghibat is like eating your dead brother's flesh. So inshallah we'll explain why this thing has been likened, ghibat, backbiting has been likened to eating the dead brother's flesh. Now, when we look at this ghibat, one is it is a sinful act. That means a person has broken the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over and above that, it is also an act that is very harmful for a person's akhirat and for his general relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will catch up with him somewhere along the line. Like we tell the smokers, you know what, you better stop, because you sooner or later it's going to catch up with you, and then you're going to find you're having difficulty. So this is the same with the ghibat. Only a person doesn't know how it's harming his spiritual life and his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we speak of ghibat. Just give a quick definition. Ghibat, what is it? Ghibat means that you speak the truth about somebody's badness, evil, behind his back. You speak the truth. So the man is a gambler. Or a man is a man who consumes liquor, for example. He's known. Now you go talk about him behind his back. So you're not lying, you're speaking the truth about him. That is now ghibat. So somebody asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if it is like that? You know, you're speaking it about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, that is ghibat. Speaking the truth about somebody behind his back, which is a badness in him. And if it's not the truth, then you are doing another sin that is called slander. In Arabic, it's called buhtan. So therefore, when we want to speak bad about somebody else, we must ask ourselves, what will I be doing? Will I be slandering or will I be making ghibat? The punishment for slander is separate. Waylul li kulli humazatil lumaza. Wail means may woe and you know destruction be upon the person who carries stains and who slanders. So that is a different punishment. So now that is so there's a difference between slandering and there's a difference between making ghibat. Now, why is it haram, first of all? Why Allah has made it haram? So let's understand this by an example. You see, there's a boy who is very naughty, son, in the house, full of nonsense, catching, hiding all the time from his mother or from his father. Every time doing nonsense, they're beating him up. But the same boy here, when he's outside and somebody starts talking bad about him, the parents are not going to like it. Why are you talking bad about our son? So they know they'll be sorting him out. Now, this is because the love and the compassion they got for their son. Now, Allah, out of his love and compassion for his servants, does not like it that people must talk bad about his servants to other people. Yeah, if the person is doing bad, Allah will sort him out. No problem. Allah knows he wants to forgive him or sort him out or whatever, punish him. That's between Allah and that fellow. But when the people are talking bad about this particular servant of Allah, Allah, out of his love and compassion, does not like it. Like how the parents don't like it, somebody must talk bad about their children out there. That's why we gave this particular example. So therefore, Allah subhanahu, this is a love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his servants, that whoever is doing whatever, I'll sort it out. You don't have to talk about it. This is one of the social evils also. If it starts spreading, it creates a lot of other social evils in a community. So therefore, a person has to be very, very careful that when he is carrying out these things, then this act, he is actually harming not only himself, but he is upsetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the next thing. Now, other thing is when a person is committing any evil, right? And you know about that particular evil. The thing is that he is committing an evil that's only affecting him. So a person is taking liquor. It's him, he's harming himself. Right? But when a person is making ghibat, now he is spreading that evil to somebody else, number one. The other thing is that when you get a sin, you get one individual sin, and one is you get what you call a sin that is progressive, that goes beyond. So when must a person make ghibat about somebody else? So again, when a person is doing something wrong between himself and Allah Ta'ala, not harming anybody, then no need to talk about it. But if a person is committing a sin that is progressively going and spreading to other people, then in that case, it is correct for you to speak about it. So we hear, for example, that somebody is busy selling drugs, okay? Now, if one is taking drugs between himself, it's no problem. He can carry on doing what he wants. But he's a merchant now. He's selling to other people. Now it becomes our responsibility to warn the people, watch out. That guy is selling drugs. He's a drug dealer. Because why? Because his evil now can spread and mess up a lot of other people. And different examples we can give like that. If a person, for example, got bad, aqidah, bad beliefs. He got some really weird beliefs about the deen, the akhirat, and Allah Ta'ala, and whatever. And he can harm other people's beliefs also by his thought telling them. So in that case, it will be permissible. In fact, it will be wajib on you to warn the other people. So warning about the harm that can spread on other people is different from speaking bad about a person as an individual sin. So that's the thing you must keep in mind. So therefore, we must know the difference. Well, many times people ask this question. They say, won't we be in ghibat? Yeah, you will be or you won't be, depending on the nature of the sin. But now, the thing is, when a person makes ghibat of somebody else, right? How does he get that matter sorted out? If it is in his absence, then you must, now you said in a public, in a gathering, somebody does that. You realize if you did something wrong, you must say, you know what, actually it's my weakness. I spoke bad about this guy. He's got these good qualities, number one. Number two is you must read some ayat of the Quran 3 times, qul huwallah, and say, Allah, give the thawab of this for this person who I made ghibat upon. Or you were to take out some money and give it to someone and say, Allah, give the thawab of this, the sadaqah, to that person. So on the day of Qiyamah, when this person will see the reward he received, he'll wonder, now, where this came from. Then it will be told to him, so and so may ghibat about you, but then he covered it up, he sorted it out by doing this. The person will be so happy, he'll actually say, ish, you know what, you should have made more ghibat about me, and you should have actually made more said more sawab for me. Why are you also? So that is the thing. So that is now you. Now, assuming the person doesn't know you made ghibat about him. So our mashaykh, for example, the person is living in Witbank. We spoke bad about him, right? So if we spoke, he doesn't know about it, then you don't go tell him, bye, you know, make me maaf, I said this and this about you. Just forget about it. Do this, what we just said. Do the amal and do some sadaqah. But if the person confronts you directly and says, yeah, you've been talking bad about me, why don't you come and tell me straight in my face? Then you must tell him it was my weakness. I am not supposed to. I ask you for maaf. Then you ask for maaf. Now, what people, some call the general maaf thing. Idde. What they say? Please make me maaf if I said anything. Did you say anything? What you coming to ask for maaf? You didn't say anything. Don't ask for that kind of a maaf. Right? So there's a very general way just to cover yourself and get over and done with. So that is it. So if it is in absence, do this action. If it is direct and the person comes to know, then you obviously go and you, you talk to him. I'm sorry about it. Then another thing with regard to sitting in a gathering where ghibat is taking place. So people are sitting and they are talking. Now there's, you know, there's enough topics to talk. You go to a wedding also, they say they had a 3-course, 4-course, 7-course meal. The 8th course is the dead brother's flesh. Because all are sitting and talking there and talking bad about eating his dead brother's flesh. So don't forget, if you are in the gathering and somebody asks, what was the menu? You must say, we had prawns, we had this, we had kaya rabo, we had steak, we had this, and we had dead brother's flesh also. Right? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, 2 hadiths I'm going to give you. Al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina. To make ghibat is worse than zina. So when a person is committing zina, then that is between him and Allah Ta'ala. He's done his sin. But when a person has made ghibat about somebody else, he will not be forgiven until he does not go and get himself forgiven by that other person. Zina, you don't have to ask anybody for maaf, you and Allah Ta'ala. But Allah will not forgive the sin of somebody who committed ghibat until such a time that that person doesn't give you forgiveness. So if he says, I don't want to forgive you, you're in a major problem. Your sin is hanging over your head, it's going to go to the qabr. That's why it is said that ghibat is worse than committing zina. That's a very important hadith to keep in mind. Number 2 is if a person is in a gathering and where this ghibat is taking place, like I said, there are social gatherings, wherever it might be. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, manuqtiba, whoever is backbitten, somebody speaks bad about somebody else, about your Muslim brother, somebody may ghibat about your Muslim brother. And if you did not help him, who? The person who made ghibat, Allah Ta'ala is going to take you to task on the day of Qiyamah. So there's a serious hadith. So we're sitting in a gathering and one person says bad things about another person. We are in the gathering. So one of two things you must do. One is tell the brother, you know what, let's not make ghibat. Let's not make ghibat about somebody. And the other thing is that if you can't do that, then you get up from the gathering and you walk away. I cannot be sitting in a gathering where this kind of evil is taking place of people making ghibat. So that is the treatment. So we have to treat ourselves. And then it is mentioned about the Haji Imdadullah Muajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayh. So when somebody used to come, he's a great sheikh, right? He was a sheikh of all our mashayikh, as the Qasim Nanatwi and Mashawari Tanwi and all these people here. So it is said that people used to come and tell him things. So if somebody tells you things, you must say, brother, you know what, just hang on, let's not make ghibat. Like I said, if he's warning you about something or he's bringing a danger to your attention, that's fine. But he's just talking bad for no reason about somebody else. Then you need to cut him. So it is that Haji Sahib used to sit and people used to talk, used to listen. And after he said, you finished, brother? Everything you said is a lie. You better make Toba. There's nothing like that. So he used to just cover up. Now, he was a Buzruk, so he knew when he was a liar. So we don't know, right? So just don't even go and wait for the guy to say and then tell him he's a lie. Just tell him, brother, we're not going to talk about it. Finish class. Then the question comes, why is ghibat haram? Why? Number one, it is haram because the person did something bad. And after he did something bad, he made tawbah. And we talk about it later on. If anybody does any sin and he makes tawbah and we speak about it afterwards, Allah will not let us die until such a time that we ourselves don't get involved in that sin. So dangerous it is. Because Allah says, this man sorted out the matter with me, but now you go and speak bad about him. So now I'll fix you up. And then Allah Ta'ala will make it said that that person becomes involved in that particular sin. That's why, for our own benefit, we must be careful we don't do ghibat. It is harmful for us. The second thing is that it causes a person to lose his good deeds. You see, even if you made ghibat here now about anybody, that person did not come to know about it until the day of Qiyamah. Or he came to know about it in this world, but he did not say anything about it. So he leaves it. And I said, no, it's okay, let him talk. And a lot of times our attitude is, bye, let him talk, man. People have spoken so many, just let him talk. We can't close people's mouths. So that person is accumulating a whole lot of difficulty for himself. On the day of Qiyamah, when the Hisab takes place, you can't dodge there. Every last deed Allah says, small and big, is going to be brought. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the fellow, this person here made ghibat of you. So what do you want to do about it? You want to make him maaf? So he said, no, I don't want to make him maaf. I need something else here. So Allah will then take this, the good deeds of the person who made ghibat, and give it to the fellow who was made ghibat of. So much things you spoke about, so many bad, so many good deeds. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, Manil Muflis, who is a bankrupt person. So the Sahaba said, the one who got no dirham and dinar will say, who got no rands and cents, for example, right? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, a bankrupt person on the day of Qiyamah is going to be, he will come with mountains of good deeds, salah, fasting, zakat, everything. But he harmed somebody. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a few acts that a person did, for example, he hit somebody, he swore somebody, he slandered somebody, he did somebody else down, all that will come up on the day of Qiyamah. So you mustn't think we'll get away with it. It'll come there. And then all the, this person, whoever he did wrong to, now all his deeds will be taken. Okay, you cheated this one, you spoke bad about this one, you slandered that one, you hit that one, you swore that one. All the deeds are going to go runway until this person is now totally bankrupt. One. Number two is, if his deeds are so less that he can't pay with deeds, then Allah Ta'ala will say, okay, now the person who you made ghibat of, he got a lot of bad deeds, so you take it now. Now, you see what a loss it is on that. That's why it is so harmful. You're going to be creating. So a person on the day of Qiyamah will say, hey, you spoke bad about me. Oh, so give me all your good deeds. And Allah, I got too many bad deeds, give it to him. And you know what else will tell that person? Why didn't you get a make ghibat about me, man? See how nice that's benefiting me here today. So that's why when somebody speaks bad about you, don't fight with them. Just keep quiet. Say, give him a chocolate, man. Say, well, you know what, you're sorting me out here, man. Give him some nice gift. Because he's making your akhirat for you. So that's why sometimes we hear about ghibat, don't carry on talking. No problem. Then, there's another hadith. Okay, that hadith I've mentioned to you about a bankrupt person. Now, so you're going to destroy your deeds. Now we come to one thing. Why did the Quran liken ghibat to eating your dead brother's flesh? Right. So ghibat is done in the absence of a person who cannot defend himself. So why? Just a person who is dead. If you speak bad about him, can he help himself? Can he defend? No, he's dead. So the absent person is like a dead person. Right. That's the first thing. The second thing is that you are eating his flesh. You are taking away his honor and reputation of the person now there. So it is like eating your dead brother who cannot defend himself, and you're cutting pieces of meat and eating of him. He can't say, hey, but stop eating me. He's dead. Dead people can't talk. So there's a second thing. And the third thing is Allah said eating. Now when you eat something, it gives you satisfaction. And it gives you taste and it gives you joy. Now a lot of people, they actually savor, they relish what? Ghibat. Especially our aunties. They get into their groups, you know, afternoon coffee group, and they start go. They start talking, they talk about it. And even on the, there's another form of ghibat also, on the group, social media group. So busy talking about each other. Now the person who's not on the group, they're busy talking bad about that person. So, and they get a kind of, you know, satisfaction. So that's why I like it's called eating. So that's why it is such a harmful act. And it happens so common. That's why I mentioned right in the start, in the introduction, sometimes certain acts become so accepted in society that nobody even bothers about it. This one will speak bad about it, another one speak bad, and it will carry on, and everybody had a good time, and we had a good meal of somebody else, and but we just don't know how we have harmed ourselves. Allah Ta'ala protect us, inshallah. Let us make zikr. أفضل الذكر فعلا